Chapter 1. You think you know how this story is going to end, but you don't. Trust me, I was there, I know. The first time I saw the man who would save the world, he was sitting near the central well in Nazareth with a lizard hanging out of his mouth. Just the tail end and the hind legs were visible on the outside. The head and forelegs were halfway down the hatch. He was 6, like me, and his beard had not come in fully, so he didn't look much like the pictures you've seen of him. His eyes were like dark honey, and they smiled at me out of a mop of blue-black curls that framed his face. There was a light older than Moses in those eyes. "Unclean! Unclean!" I screamed, pointing at the boy, so my mother would see that I knew the law. But she ignored me, as did all the other mothers who were filling their jars at the well. The boy took the lizard from his mouth and handed it to his younger brother, who sat beside him in the sand. The younger boy played with the lizard for a while, teasing it until it reared its little head as if to bite. Then he picked up a rock and mashed the creature's head. Bewildered, he pushed the dead lizard around in the sand, and once assured that it wasn't going anywhere on its own, he picked it up and handed it back to his older brother. Into his mouth went the lizard, and before I could accuse, out it came again, squirming and alive and ready to bite once again. He handed it back to his younger brother, who smote it mightily with the rock, starting or ending the whole process again. I watched the lizard die 3 more times before I said, "I want to do that too." The Savior removed the lizard from his mouth and said, "Which part?" By the way, his name was Joshua. Jesus is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Yeshua, which is Joshua. Christ is not a last name. It's the Greek for Messiah, a Hebrew word meaning anointed. I have no idea what the H in Jesus H. Christ stood for. It's one of those things I should have asked him. Me? I am Levi, who is called Biff. No middle initial. Joshua was my best friend. The angel says I'm supposed to just sit down and write my story. Forget about what I've seen in this world. But how am I to do that? In the last 3 days, I've seen more people, more images, more wonders than in all my 33 years of living. And the angel asks me to ignore them? Yes, I have been given the gift of tongues. So I see nothing without knowing the word for it. But what good does that do? Did it help in Jerusalem to know that it was a Mercedes that terrified me and sent me diving into a dumpster? Moreover, after Raziel pulled me out and ripped my fingernails back as I struggled to stay hidden, did it help to know that it was a Boeing 747 that made me cower in a ball, trying to rock away my own tears and shut out the noise and fire? Am I a little child, afraid of its own shadow? Or did I spend 27 years at the side of the Son of God? On the hill, where he pulled me from the dust, the angel said, "You will see many strange things. Do not be afraid. You have a holy mission, and I will protect you." Smug bastard. Had I known what he would do to me, I would have hit him again. Even now, he lies on the bed across the room, watching pictures move on a screen, eating the sticky sweet called Snickers, while I scratch out my tail on this soft as silk paper that reads Hyatt Regency St. Louis at the top. Words, 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 a million words circle in my head like hawks, waiting to dive onto the page to rend and tear the only 2 words I want to write. Why me? There were 15 of us. Well, 14 after I hung Judas. So why me? Joshua always told me not to be afraid, for he would always be with me. Where are you, my friend? Why have you forsaken me? You wouldn't be afraid here. The towers and machines and the shine and stink of this world would not daunt you. Come now, I'll order a pizza from room service. You would like pizza. The servant who brings it is named Jesus, and he's not even a Jew. You always liked irony. Come, Joshua, the angel says you are yet with us. You can hold him down while I pound him. Then we will rejoice in pizza. Raziel has been looking at my writing and insisting that I stop whining and get on with the story. Easy for him to say. He didn't just spend the last 2,000 years buried in the dirt. Nevertheless, he won't let me order pizza until I finish a section. So, here goes. I was born in Galilee, the town of Nazareth, in the time of Herod the Great. My father, Alphaeus, was a stonemason, and my mother, Naomi, was plagued by demons. Or at least that's what I told everyone. Joshua seemed to think she was just difficult. My proper name, Levi, comes from the brother of Moses, the progenitor of the tribe of priests. My nickname, Biff, comes from our slang word for a smack upside the head, something that my mother said I required at least daily from an early age. I grew up under Roman rule, although I didn't see many Romans until I was 10. The Romans mostly stayed in the fortress city of Sepphoris, an hour's walk north of Nazareth. That's where Joshua and I saw a Roman soldier murdered. But I'm getting ahead of myself. For now, assume that the soldier is safe and sound and happy, wearing a broom on his head. Most of the people of Nazareth were farmers, growing grapes and olives on the rocky hills outside of town and barley and wheat in the valleys below. There were also herders of goats and sheep, whose families lived in town, while the men and older boys tended the flocks in the highlands. Our houses were all made of stone, and ours had a stone floor, although many had floors of hard-packed dirt. I was the oldest of three sons, so even at the age of 6, I was being prepared to learn my father's trade. My mother taught my spoken lessons, the law and stories from the Torah and Hebrew, and my father took me to the synagogue to hear the elders read the Bible. Aramaic was my first language, but by the time I was 10, I could speak and read Hebrew as well as most of the men. My ability to learn Hebrew and the Torah was spurred on by my friendship with Joshua. For while the other boys would be playing a round of tease the sheep or kick the Canaanite, Joshua and I played at being rabbis, and he insisted that we stick to the authentic Hebrew for our ceremonies. It was more fun than it sounds, or at least it was until my mother caught us trying to circumcise my little brother Shem with a sharp rock. What a fit she threw! And my argument that Shem needed to renew his covenant with the Lord didn't seem to convince her. She beat me to stripes with an olive switch and forbade me to play with Joshua for a month. Did I mention she was besought with demons? Overall, I think it was good for little Shem. He was the only kid I ever knew who could pee around corners. You could make a pretty good living as a beggar with that kind of talent. And he never even thanked me. Brothers.